Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the Voice of the People. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
All the guys
so
want.
Guys, I want what Mayweather got.
I want what Mayweather got. You don't bust your ass like Mayweather.
Question like crazy.
I was trying to fight every fight.
Number one way.
I sacrificed a lot.
Donald D. Production.
To get to where I got you.
What do you bring to the team?
Let's get this on. Let's do it.
Where's like this? Wait.
All right, that's it. Hold on. Bernard, everybody calm down.
Man, you know how these bitches is in the sport. Total disrespect. Kid has no class, no style at all.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another morning edition of the Boxing Voice podcast. We are live. We are back. I'm wishing everyone a good, productive day. Here on the Rumor Mill, we're going to be discussing Tony Bellew saying that he wants a crack at a heavyweight title shot, and he's got his eyes set on one Joseph Parker. But, of course, Joseph Parker has some tasks before him that he must defeat before any big fight with Tony Bellew could even happen. He has to defeat Huey Fury, the cousin of former undisputed heavyweight kingpin Tyson Fury. So we're going to discuss this with our panel of hosts and kick this one around. Let's head on out to the Golden State.
Dollar D. Beyonce Production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck yeah. Conor McGregor.
BoxingVoice.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knockout, man. When he said the main thing is, I just help the guy. I wish.
BoxingVoice.com.
The epic story and saga of Tony Bellew continues to unravel. You know, we all thought that he was going to cash out with David Haye, and because of him winning and an Achilles tendon tearing, he gets another cash out fight, and we're just trying to determine what that is. And because he is now a heavyweight for some reason, he's trying to find a heavyweight champion to fight, and he's going after the lowest hanging fruit in Joseph Parker. So a lot of things to get into here. Can't wait to get to the rest of the panel and what they think and our callers.
Damn, lowest hanging fruit?
I know.
I can't wait to see Joseph Parker versus Huey Fury to see if the perception of him changes. Ever since that Ruiz Jr. fight? I don't know. Yeah. But let's head on over to Corpus Christi to round up the third quarter of our panel.
It's me, Mario.
So real quick, to catch everybody up, Matt did a pretty good job Tony Bellew, who is a former WBC cruiserweight champion with a record of 29-2-1, 19 KOs, defeated David Haye at the O2 Arena in London, and he does not want to be a heavyweight. This is not what this is. What is being said is he is picking a very particular fight to take at heavyweight. And all this is coming from his head trainer, Dave Caldwell. And Dave Caldwell, I guess I'll just read the quotes real quick, had this to say in a recent interview. He said, "Forget Joshua. That's not even a name that's come into the equation. He's just absolutely massive. He's a completely different animal. If Joseph Parker beats Huey Fury, which is by no means a given, but if Parker were to beat Fury, then Parker's 6'4". He's about 17 stone, but he's not the finish article. He's not an absolute killer. He's a decent fighter that's coming through. I know he's got a version of the title, but he's still a fighter that's a work in progress. Wilder, for me, technically looks very, very poor at times, but he's just very long, very, very big puncher, and that's the thing. Again, he's a giant." So this is very particular. Okay, Dave Caldwell is saying that Bellew wants the right fight at heavyweight. And so I don't think Joseph Parker is the lowest hanging fruit, but I will let Matt back that up.
I mean, let's just be clear. He has options. We all know that he is the mandatory to Meredith Brittus, who just beat Marco Huk. But that fight doesn't seem as big as anything named Joseph Parker or a rematch with David Haye. I think that Tony Bellew, Matt, is going to remain at the heavyweight and give it another crack at, you know, living up to his name, the Bomber.
I just think that, you know, to further my point of lowest hanging fruit, because I know that Mario stuck on that one particularly. I think that Joseph Parker is the least powerful hitting champion right now in the heavyweight division. I think Deontay Wilder is a heavier hitter. I think Anthony Joshua is a heavier hitter. I think Vladimir Klitschko is a heavier hitter. So I think a Tony Bellew, who's really a cruiserweight, if not a light heavyweight, who's moved up and got knocked out by Adonis Stevenson, facing those type of power hitters in Deontay Wilder, Anthony Joshua, Vladimir Klitschko, presents so much more risk than a Joseph Parker, who does not seem to have that power. Yes, he is a powerful hitter, but he doesn't have that fight-changing, fight-ending power that we've seen from Wilder and Joshua specifically recently. But Joseph Parker is also a very big, strapping, athletic, heavyweight, very athletic, likes to throw combination boxing. So he is... He will win. I'll put that very clear. Like, Joseph Parker wipes the floor with Tony Bellew, but he is the lowest hanging fruit right now in terms of a money fight and a belt.
Well, I really wish you didn't say that, Matt, because I wanted to come for your throat. I wanted to take your soul on air. But yeah, I misunderstood what you said completely, and that's on me. When I hear lowest hanging fruit, I mean, obviously it sounds like a derogatory statement, and that's not necessarily how you meant it. You're saying he's the, I guess, least powerful option. And you're absolutely right. And in that, I can agree with you. And then you further the point by saying Joseph Parker absolutely beats Tony Bellew, which he does. Joseph Parker's a very skilled fighter. He is more skilled than Deontay Wilder. I don't know who wins that fight, only because Joseph Parker doesn't always put together his skills in the ring. He doesn't always do it, and you know, neither does Wilder really. He just does it enough against the opponents that he's faced. He's stepped up in the fights that he's needed to step up in. But I think that what this is one of those things where, like Matt said, looking for that money fight, and he's trying to see, you know, trying to be very, you know, strategic about it. It's chess. You know, the politics of boxing is a chess game. And what he's looking for is who is the big reward with the least amount of risk. And in that, I believe Joseph Parker, you're right. That said, I do think he gets past Huey Fury, and I think he does it fairly easily. But I would really like to see this fight. I mean, listen, I'd like to see this fight better than Eubank Jr., so...
Yeah, I mean, better than who? Eubank Jr.
Yeah, remember they were talking all that shit to each other?
We did a show on it, man.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. That's
yeah,
right.
It's so preposterous. You don't even put it in your memory.
But I mean, look at the options that Bellew has. Listen, let's get out to the callers, start getting their opinion. We're going to head on out to the callers, but first a word from the sponsors.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Going to our alumni out in Atlanta.
I told y'all a long time ago, the curtain will go down three rounds.
Next, I got milk, baby.
Milk, man, talk to me. Coming back then. Donald in California. You there?
What's up, man?
What's up?
I appreciate y'all doing the show right now. You know, let's be honest here. Tony Bellew was not supposed to win the fight with David Haye. And nobody expected him to win that fight. The reason why he won the fight is due to David Haye's injury, which I think was his knee or his leg or something like that. So he won the fight. which was, that was his cash out fight. I mean, I don't even think Bellew thought that he was going to win the fight. We all knew that that was supposed to be his cash out fight. He was supposed to lose, and then that was going to be the end of his career. So with him winning to where he can still kind of go for more fights, and with him being at heavyweight, you know, the cruiserweight belt is gone. He doesn't have it no more. And like we all just said, you know, the easiest heavyweight for him to get a belt for would be Joseph Parker, due to he doesn't have the devastating punch of power like Wilder and Joshua has. I think that Parker does beat Fury, and I think that he beats Bellew, and I think that will be Bellew's cash out fight. Although that Bellew could derail himself from the Parker fight by taking a rematch with David Haye. But I think in the rematch, if David Haye is put together right and he doesn't have an injury, I believe that David Haye wins that fight. So, you know, Bellew is just hanging into a string of maybe one or maybe two more fights and he's finished, because we know that his mind is already set that he's pretty much done, and he's just looking for like one, maybe two more fights to get some more money, and he's just pretty much done at this point, you know? And I think we can all agree on that. So we just got to see how things go. You know, if Parker wins, I think that fight gets made. If Parker doesn't win, then that derails everything. And if Bellew does a rematch with David Haye, I think he loses that rematch if David Haye is together physically, you know.
That's a great call. And you know what that call, you know what I got from that? One of the points that you made is that Tony Bellew might have done himself a disservice by beating David Haye. If you think about it, like if he picks the wrong fight and gets hurt. Yeah, but if he picks the wrong fight and extends his career and gets hurt, I mean, yeah, you're right. The money's going to be there, but still like
hurt, like getting knocked out.
Yeah, I mean, embarrassed or hurt. I mean, it could be a disservice. Or
like life-changing injury, like
particular. Yeah, I mean, I mean, that's always a possibility. But no, I'm not going to go that far. But yeah, I mean, I guess the money's worth the knockout. I guess whatever. He's not going to take that much. So yeah, no, I get it. But still, it's not a good thing to want to go out there and, you know, cash yourself out. But
and I know he won't take the good fight. Call. I know he won't take the fight because I know they're friends and they're in the same stable and such. But man, if he took that Anthony Joshua fight, how much money that could rack in the UK would just be insane to think about.
God, you get so murdered.
And he would get killed by Anthony Joshua. But you know what? If I'm going in there making $15+ million easily, I'll get knocked out by Anthony Joshua. Hell yeah. Come on.
I think Joshua's not an option, but, you know, Hayes, Parker's, yeah. And you know, it's not going to be 15, but it'll be a couple, maybe five. I mean, if Eddie Hearn was able to get Charles Martin that five, you know what I mean? What could they do for Bellew over there? I say go with the Haye rematch. That probably looks like the biggest thing. We're going to get on out to the UK really quick. Nathan, talk to us.
Hello, guys. I kind of completely agree with what the last caller just said. I agree with Matt when he says that Parker is the weakest out of the current heavyweight champions, but having said that, I still think he would beat Tony Bellew quite easily. I mean, you look at their size. I think Bellew's 6'3", Parker's 6'4", so there's not much difference in height, but the actual size of the guys is vast, because I think Parker weighs in a what? 250, and Tony Bellew is really just a blown-up cruiserweight. So that, in my mind, is a complete mismatch. The fight I think Tony Bellew should be going for is their David Haye rematch, because, let's be honest, if Haye didn't have that injury when he'd done his Achilles, I think it was the sixth round or whatever, I don't think he'd have won that fight. He just completely lucked out. The thing he should be doing now is just chasing that rematch. There'll still be a massive fight for Tony Bellew, make big money in the rematch, because here in the UK, we do like a rematch when the first fight's controversial, just like, you know, the Foch Groves fight first time. So I think you should chase the rematch, and then if I'm being honest, I think David Haye would probably win the rematch. But cool.
Blown up cruiserweight, perfectly said.
Nathan, thank you for calling in all over the United Kingdom. Let's head on out to China, to the home of the hater, Scorsese.
You know, if the leg is going to blow out on a big heavyweight, that's what you do. You make them big motherfuckers move, man. You see all that muscle, you make a move. He didn't luck out. He made a move, and he proved that the guy couldn't move long enough. Joseph Parker and all these guys, look, If I told you Andy Ruiz versus Joseph Parker after you watched that fight, you was just some geek off the street. I say, hey, you know that guy won a title? You say, what? What? They're champions? If I told you the heavyweight champion of the world was a fat, bald guy that's slow, he can't punch, and I said, you know what? Put him at welterweight and everybody would call him food. He's a drug addict. This is the weakest division in all of boxing. Deontay Wilder got no clue how to box. This Bellew dude, he's schooled on how to fight, man. He knows how to box. He knows counterpunching. He knows footwork. He got a chance versus all these dudes based on that alone. And they better hope Usyk don't go up there because he likely going to pick up his feet so much that they can't set to throw shit. Joshua probably the only one I feel like can pick up his feet to go get a guy. Other than that, division is food. Not Tony Bellew, that division. Watch. I'm out.
Such a great call.
It happens, man.
Yeah, if you, you know, if you're into that type of hater stuff. Let's get to the milk, man. Giving him another shot at glory. You in an office somewhere in Atlanta? Can't talk? Just listening? No problema. Well, that wraps it up. Listen, I say, if Bellew can't get a rematch with David Haye, who obviously would be coming off of a layoff and an injury rehabilitation, all good signs for a cruiserweight moving up to heavyweight to fight a guy, then go after Joseph Parker simply because he doesn't look as dangerous as the others in the ring. He's not Anthony Joshua physique knockout power. He's not Deontay Wilder height, length, and knockout power. He's not Tyson Fury. So, you know, why not?
I agree 100% with you, and that was a perfect point. I will say, though, that the two calls were Scorsese says that he did earn the fight. I agree. But I also agree with the first caller who said that I don't think Tony Bellew expected to win that fight. So, you know, Tony Bellew can go cash himself out, do whatever he wants. That's fine. But I think the David Haye fight rematch would be the most fun. I'll just put it that way.
And another thing is that once you hit a certain level of making a certain amount of money at a fight, you rarely go back. You know, when Mayweather fought Oscar De La Hoya and made that amount, he never went back. It was all up from there. When Tony Bellew fought David Haye and made that amount, he's not going to want to go back down to cruiserweight and make a couple six figures against Usyk or Gassiev and unifications. You know, there's not a lot of money in that division. There's way more money in the heavyweight division, and it always will be. So, of course, he's going to stay there, even though it's to the detriment of his career and probably his health. You know, we can all agree. But it's what he's going to do. And if Joseph Parker can get past Fury, and that's a big if, and we haven't really talked about that, obviously, that's not the topic of the show, but that is something here that Joseph Parker may not be a champion in the next couple months. So this, you know, could we get Tony Bellew versus Harry Fury in the UK? I don't know, but I digress. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter and my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radios on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. Peace.
You can find me at Mari Munguia on Twitter, at Mari Munguia on Instagram, and Mari Munguia on Facebook.
Why is Matt always digressing? Hit that thumbs up button. Future, present, past really doesn't matter. Helps with the visibility of the show. Lets us know that you love these spontaneous early morning shows. TBV in the morning. Get your cup of coffee. My name is Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Later.